a unique combination of smooth cream and bold buttery flavors that make a cigar one of a kind and must be experienced. And it's a Candela wrapper, Dominican binder, and a Dominican filler. I hate Candelas.
Yeah.
But I have nothing but good things. Yeah.
I think it sucks.
But I got nothing but good things to say about Lucid Interval, actually.
Yeah.
Which is very strange for me. And if Mike was here, he'd go, what?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
What? Robert was the one that told me about it. And I was like, oh, Candela.
Yeah, but you can't trust Robert's flavor profile.
Well, that's kind of why I was like, a Candela?
He drinks coffee through a straw.
Probably mixes his tea.
Hey. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No.
But anyway, even here, I'm looking at their website right now, and it's just so, everything about it is user friendly.
Oh, dude, it's clean. It looks like also.
It looks like we didn't get the Maverick.
The Maverick, which may be something newer in their line.
All right, Neil. You're going to have to send us some Maverick
another
here.
San Andreas Maduro.
Ooh,
where they've
that looks good, too.
Tweaked the binders and fillers a little bit, which looks incredible.
That does look incredible.
Come on, Neil. Step it up, buddy.
Yeah. We're going to have a conversation with that because, yeah. But anyway, so overall, I think, we've hit on every couple of time we start talking, man, this is a cigar smoker cigar.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had a bad one, you know, and that's something to say.
Yeah. You're going to have to go out and find this. If your local shop doesn't have it, you know, ask them to reach out
to bring
and,
it in.
And bring it in, because they will definitely sell these out.
Yeah,
for
they
sure.
will definitely sell them out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and even that, so like when we start talking about the Icarus, and I just want to touch back on these cigars a little bit when we come back from a break, but definitely want to expand a little bit more, because we kind of jumped in here, boys, and we
kind of flew through it.
We hit the ground running. That's okay. It's this new time signature. We're still figuring it out. So we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
So, Rich, what is your favorite cigar in this lineup?
I mean, I've got to go with the Herbert Spencer.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what are you pairing it with? Some peach tea?
Maybe.
Yeah, tell us more about this peach juice.
Yeah, peach juice, man.
Listen, do you want to talk about peach tea for a second? There's a new Nashville company that's making tea and lemonade in cans, 16-ounce cans.
You're mixing it?
No. They make a peach tea.
Peach tea.
I've been getting it over at Roy's Meat Market.
And, oh, Roy.
Roy's Meat Service.
Yeah, Roy's Meat Service, yeah.
So he services the meat.
Yeah.
He doesn't market it. He services it.
That's right.
It.
He services the meat.
Hidden gem, dude.
Dude, oh, yeah. For real. But hidden they've gem. Got this Nashville-made peach tea, and I've never seen it anywhere else.
I'm telling you.
It's amazing.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And I got this juice from my wife. She was making this tea.
My wife.
And she had this, found this, you know, TikTok video, whatever. I'm just going to ignore you guys. Anyways, and it was one of those things. Well, you know, let me just try a little bit of this with this cigar. And it wasn't overly sweet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go with the non-alcoholic, you know, pretty consistent there. Yeah. So I'm always looking for new things to pair these with. And sometimes it's difficult to find because you're trying to go away a little bit from the sweetness.
Sure.
So that it doesn't overwhelm, you know, the cigar, but you can still kind of cleanse the palate.
But and that's a big part of it right there is the palate cleansing piece, right? Mm-hmm. And if you have something a lot of times that is maybe a little bit too sweet,
mm-hmm.
it's a real nice hard reset, especially for something that's going to kind of stick to you like smoke.
Yeah.
Where you get that hard, you know, juxtaposition, that the comparison of, you know, those woody, oaky, coffee, piney, you know, flavor profiles, and you get something that sets you just all the way back to neutral before you get back into a smoke. And then fun fact is that if you are newer to smoking cigars,
Cigar 101,
you get a little bit of a nicotine buzz and maybe it's a little overwhelming, something that has a high sugar content will offset that nicotine buzz. So really? A lot of places will tell you, you know,
have some candy,
sugar cube under the tongue, drink a Coca-Cola, you know, just something that's got a high content of sugar will help you
high fructose corn syrup
get off that nicotine high, which, you know.
Yeah, you just got to get in front of it a little bit, because if you get too much into that nicotine and it's you're kind of behind it, it can kind of sneak up on you.
Yeah, it'll ruin your day.
It can.
Yeah.
It can.
Yeah.
it'll ruin your day. We've all been there, right? We don't like to talk about that part of
it. Ruin your day and your toilet.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay.
But anyway, just wanted to, what was your favorite, Ben?
My favorite is actually the Lucid. I think that it has the body behind it that stands up to that, you know, kind of spice forward Habano wrapper, which is something that I really enjoy. And, you know, outside of, you know, the branding and the packaging, which I think we've talked at length about, is this thing packs a little bit more of that nicotine strength punch, which is also something, you know, that I'm looking for. Yeah, right. Especially someone that smokes a couple of cigars a day, right? You know, something lighter, something easier, is great, like the Appendix 2 to kind of start the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, mid-afternoon, early evening, you know, I'm looking to kind of start a fire a little bit and get a little nicotine.
Yeah, that Icarus is definitely up there for that, for sure.
I mean, I said the Lucid, but the Icarus is up there too. Yeah.
For me, it's the Icarus. I mean, the Lucid. Yeah, that's probably my favorite in the bunch here. I think for consistency purposes, though, that Herbert Spencer or the Appendix is.
Yeah.
I mean, that Herbert Spencer box worthy. And I think another fun fact about Jake Wyatt cigars is that their boxes on their core line are 22 cigars.
Yeah, not 20.
To a box, not 20.
Yeah, you know why that is?
I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's an ode to 4 generations of Neil Garcia's family wearing the number 22
on the jersey
playing baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
And I just think that, like, that's super fun. Those little Easter eggs, like, those are the things that really make me tick.
What, you know,
as a consumer.
And the, you know, that's throughout the cigar industry, that, you know, we talk to these guys at PCA and they're telling their story. It's all about the story, right?
Yeah.
Their cigars aren't just like a product. It's like, I'm telling this story.
I love that about people.
Yeah.
And I love that about cigar manufacturers. I hate when you go to a cigar manufacturer like at PCA or somewhere and they sit down and try to just fluff you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I see through the crap. Just tell me what you got or give me a cigar and move me on my way. I like, don't spend an hour telling me about these fields and somewhere that if you build it, they will come. Like, you know, God didn't part the clouds and tell you to plant crops here.
Well, I think that they also, that is a really good point back to the experience that you have if you're hanging out in a cigar lounge. You never know who you're going to grab a seat beside in a cigar lounge, and you're going to be there for a minute.
Usually some big shot lawyer.
Y'all are chopping it up, and all of a sudden you find out that, you know, him and his granddaddy and his great granddaddy and his great great great, they all wore the same number playing baseball.
Yeah,
you know, at the local community park right down the road. And farm league made it to whatever, you know, level of prominence they made it in, which
semi-pro
is awesome.
Was that right? He was semi-pro?
Yeah, man, played triple A ball, all the way up to triple A. And that ain't nothing to shake a stick at.
No,
that's
I ain't doing it. My big butt ain't doing it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm a local legend in the church league softball.
That's
but,
right. That's right. I'm a kickball guy. You know?
Church league. I did softball, a home run fight. Derby at the Horizon, First Horizon Sounds Baseball Park.
Ooh,
here
there
once.
You go.
Nice.
Did you get a home run?
No triple A ball. Man, so that day, you can rent it out in advance, but they don't like reschedule. So if the local AAA team's away, you can pay a pretty reasonable sum of money to go take you and your buddies out there and hit home run derby or hit batting practice out on the field. But it had rained the day before.
Love it.
And the field was too wet for them Moist. To let us to let us go out and actually hit on the field. So we got to spend our time in the cage, you know. Aww. So had that cage not restricted me, there could have been a couple of dingers in there.
Yeah.
I think I still got it.
Couple of dingers.
Yeah. Hit a golf ball pretty well. So
you'd smack the crap out of a golf ball, that's for sure. Me, on the other hand, I'll hit it every 30 yards I can make.
No pictures on the scorecard.
That's
Martin.
Right. That's okay, right. Honey. That's right. Well, listen, we had a really good time with this lineup. Neil, you and your team, thank you guys for making this happen. We really appreciate it, and we really hope to look forward to working with y'all again in the future. And
hey, next time you're in town, let us know.
Yeah, let us know for sure. And
hit me up.
Definitely, you can send us some of those JW Mavericks. Mm. For sure.
For sure.
But
looks
anyway.
Like there's some LEs in there, too. So
that's right. That's right.
We ain't scared.
We ain't scared. That's right. So anyway, folks, thank you for listening. And I'd like to thank all my hosts. Good old boy, Rich.
Hey, just glad to be here, Coach.
You are glad to be here.
I am.
That's for sure.
Glad
Good
to be
old boy,
anywhere.
Benjamin.
There's no crying in baseball.
There is no crying. Dude, I love that movie as a kid, especially when he throws the mitt and hits Wilson in the face. And then he just goes,
You're gonna lose. Yeah,
we're gonna win. I love that movie. That's good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking no matter what you're smoking. And we thank y'all for listening to us and enjoy the rest of your day.
Check out the Soch.
Check out the Instagram. Rich is killing it on Instagram Reels.
Hop in the DMs.
All of our interviews. Yeah, hop in the DMs. We'll chat with you. Or will we? But come check us out, Instagram and SipSouthernSmokes.com, and y'all have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your hosts, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
his bird note. In any given night of migration, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of birds travel across North America. And while clouds can obscure their view of the Earth, some birds take their directions from the stars, which act as road signs in the night sky. But the stars appear to rotate in the sky from dusk to dawn. So how do the birds find their way as their beacons move? That's what ornithologist Stephen Emlyn wanted to uncover with a series of experiments in the 1960s and 70s with the help of indigo buntings and the planetarium in Flint, Michigan. Emlyn placed the buntings in special cages that allowed him to track their movements as the simulated night sky changed above them. Then he tinkered with the stars by blacking out some constellations or rotating the sky. Emlyn found that the buntings oriented themselves by looking for the pattern of stars that appeared to rotate the least, especially the North Star, also called Polaris, and its nearby constellations, Ursa Major and Cassiopeia. Next time you get a clear view of the night sky, see if you can find true north, like an indigo bunting, the ultimate stargazer. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Air pollution from power plants, vehicles, and other sources can worsen asthma and other health problems. So as the Trump administration reduces air pollution regulations, many clean air advocates are worried.
It's very scary because it's not abstract, right? Like my son has pretty severe respiratory issues.
Isabel Gonzalez-Whitaker is with the nonprofit Moms Clean Air Force, a group of parents working to protect kids from pollution and climate change. She says given federal rollbacks, the group is focusing on state and local advocacy.
This is a trying time, so we're looking for opportunities where we can find them to drive impact.
For example, they're pushing for state policies that limit air pollution, advocating for states to plug abandoned oil and gas wells that emit methane, and building support for more electric school buses. And they're encouraging parents to turn their concerns into action by writing letters and op-eds, submitting testimonies to lawmakers, or lobbying elected officials.
I think the more that we rally and the more that we provide voice to our discomfort and our disappointment, the less long, hopefully, that we have to live under circumstances that are super scary.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
We'll be right back. I didn't request it.
Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. It doesn't come with a warning. It doesn't wait for the right moment. It can happen to anyone at any time. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you before, during, and after diagnosis. Find resources, support, and hope at liver.ca. Liver Canada, by your side at every stage.
You can deny all the things I've seen. All the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.